This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh, man. Woo. What a great track. That was one of my favorites of all times. You know, it reminds me of 2013 because that was when it came out. Can you believe it? It's 4 years old. What were you up to back then?
Dear
I was
Lord.
Out there clubbing, just having my way.
My life was about to change.
Yeah? Man, I was having the time of my life. I was living those blurred lines.
Really?
Blurry.
But the song, hey.
What a great
oh,
track.
My gosh. That's what I had to request ages. That. I was just like, oh, my gosh. When was the last time I heard the song?
Mm-hmm.
And, whoa.
Well done.
I had my little dance.
Well done. Great song.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So greet. You didn't even greet.
Hello,
who
everybody, and welcome to the weekly mashup. My name is Dimisha Masha, and in the studio I have the awesome, the lovely, the amazing, the intelligent as well.
Oh, thank you.
The deep, the soulful. Stop me at any time.
No, go.
I can't go further than soulful.
Okay, just one more.
Okay. The great.
Huh?
The culinary.
Okay, that's a lie.
Expert.
Let's cap it there.
Queen. The queen of culinary.
You know. Every time. Why do you like pulling in my cooking skills? Like, because that is the low blow. But anyway,
no, it's
Candace Mama, guys.
Because you see, everyone to be human has to have like an Achilles heel, a flaw, you know? And Candy,
but
if you didn't have that, you'd
fix.
Be like perfect. You know? So,
no.
So I thank God that, you know, at least there's something to humble you. Otherwise, we'd
my
have
cooking.
Problems.
Yeah. My cooking.
Yeah. So, what did you get up to this past week?
It was actually a great week. I've been working on a lot of very cool projects that I can't wait to talk about. But
so, why don't you talk about them now? You can't wait to talk about him, but you're not going to do that.
No, you know why? Because I don't want people to jinx me.
Oh,
I'm so paranoid.
Okay.
I'm so paranoid.
All right.
But mm-hmm. You know where I have been lately?
Everywhere?
No, no, I'm exclusive.
Okay. You have been to the chicken licking though lately.
And I don't eat chicken licken.
Really?
Oh, ironic.
You don't eat chicken licken at
we
all?
Had. Okay, can I tell you what happened? I
okay.
To be like the biggest.
Breaking news. There's a black person in studio who actually does not eat chicken licken.
Yes.
Wow.
Boo, I feel the eggs being thrown.
Yeah.
No.
Black Twitter's going to have a field day.
No, but. Yeah. We went through a really rough time in our lives when all we could eat was chicken licken. Like, and I was just like, I can't deal. Like, when we got out of poverty, I was just like, fuck it, I'm leaving you behind.
All right. So, for Candy.
So, I related to poverty for me. In
for
my
you,
mind.
Poverty is we just have chicken. We just have to eat this chicken licken. For some people, it's like. It's pilchards.
Okay, you make it it's, sound bad.
It's beans on
no,
toast.
No.
It's,
no.
You know, it can get worse.
I know it can,
it's,
but
it's
for me.
Morocco. No. Not because you're trying to be healthy or because you're having a vegetarian day, but that's because that's what we could make today.
No, like we would have that kind of stuff,
okay.
But we'd also like have a lot of chicken licken, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but my brother's still a fan.
Just cook the chicken? Than to like buy chicken
But you
licken?
Know I can't cook.
No, obviously you weren't cooking at that time because you must have been like young.
No, it was.
This was like quite.
It was
the other day.
Before you made it. Before I made it, it was when Blurred Lines was playing. It was those
really?
Days.
Really?
When people were busy jamming, I was having chicken licken.
Oh man!
You know.
Just, yeah. Hey.
So
look,
it's such a problem when you relate a certain taste to poverty. You just can't have it anymore.
My poverty food is Bull Brand.
Ooh.
With tomato gravy.
Ooh.
Or Lucky Star pilchards with tomato gravy, right? But I've come full circle. There was a point where I was like, I will never eat this again when
that's
I have a job.
That's because you're comfortably rich now. So it doesn't evoke
now,
any poverty
memories.
No, it
doesn't. Now I'm like, it's just a nice way to do something different.
It you know what it is though? Like I think I'm still too young in it. Like I feel like when
still,
my kids
it's too soon.
Yes,
it's too soon.
Yes.
Okay.
When I'm like my kids
yeah,
will have
to move
it.
On. Yeah.
I need to like move on,
yeah,
you know. See other things,
you know,
eat
you
too much exclusive food and then
come
be
back
like
to chicken
come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
Okay, now I feel like so you were telling me an interesting story about Date My Family. We need to talk about that. We need people to know what happened.
Okay, so guys, Date My Family.
This past Sunday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, not this past Sunday. The Sunday,
it was
before,
Sunday before, right?
Because
it was the last one.
Because now it's Idols. The Idols is playing. Yeah. So.
I must watch more TV.
No, you shouldn't. And then, okay, so what happened was. Date My Family.
Yeah.
This young lady came on.
Yeah.
She's 25. She's
25?
She's a hard. very, very hard 25.
Dude, she looked like she was 35.
Like it's a hard 25.
It's like, a hard 25.
Wow.
She looked 35 with three kids.
35 with a lot of chicken dick and stories.
Yeah, and a lot of baggage. Like her last man did her wrong. That kind of 25 hard. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So anyway, what she said was every time she'd walk into a family house, you know, when she's meeting the family, she'd say to them, you know, they'd offer, would you like to drink? We've got juice, we've got Coke, we've got water, whatever. She'd be like, I want wine.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, oh, okay. So then they'd pour the wine, but they didn't understand that her priorities in life consist of drinking.
Wine.
No, drinking. She said, my number one priority in life is to drink.
On national
and then
TV.
My number two priority will be the guy she was on a date with. So she said, you know, I don't know, I'm struggling to make you my number one priority. And he said, why? And she said, because drinking is my number one priority.
Look, I mean, you're up there.
I can bump
you're
up.
There. You're in there. You're
you know,
in there. You know, at
if
least
you
you're
act
number
right,
two. At least
if
you're
you
number
act
two.
Right, yeah. Like I might bump you up.
These
if you come with wine,
her girls.
But she's not. She doesn't qualify.
Yeah.
Oof. But you know, it's because of all that drinking.
I just found it like really sad that all the guys that had a problem with it were petty. Okay.
A little judgmental.
And they were quite judgmental. I mean, I understand. You know what? I'm not even going to judge them for being judgmental.
Because you understood
she was a little bit hardcore. Mm. But, like, why did they all have to be, like, serious petty guys, you know? On some.
Oh, but come on.
And what? They were, like real petty
no,
guys.
No, but you're not kill me. The what? Fact that she, like, took her wine glass with her when it was time to go.
Dude.
And she finished it at the door.
She had to take, like the last sip. Like,
I was like, that's priorities,
yeah,
man. That's ratchet.
Like, on TV.
Please.
Like, just kill your whole reputation.
I don't think there was much of a reputation to maintain, so she didn't care.
Yeah.
So anything
else happened over the week that would be interesting?
Yes, actually. I do want to talk about one thing.
What?
Your website. How dope.
Did you go on it? Did you finally check it out? You like it?
I was like, no one's going to compete with my website because mine is pretty dope.
Yours is pretty good.
I went on to yours and I was like, yours is pretty damn amazing.
Not,
well
it's
done.
Terrible. It doesn't suck.
No, it far from sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like you made it your number one priority.
I did for the whole year. You know, I think that a website is a great way to communicate with people.
Oh, 100%.
Your story. And tell them your story. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to really just come through and say, there's been a lot of stuff that's come out that I had no control over.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, why not just exploit myself for a change? Because everyone else is doing it.
you know? I'm glad you said that because I feel like sometimes the media, especially because you've been on the media circuit for so long.
Yeah.
I'm not giving away your age or saying you should retire, but...
No, I'm 42. It's too soon.
Yeah, no, you still have a lot of...
I'm not even 42. I'm only 42 in like...
In a month. Oh my gosh, our birthdays are coming up.
Yeah, our birthdays are coming up. If you want to buy us any gifts, you know...
Or send us
open
a gift.
To that. Or just send us cash. Money is always...
Yes. Good. Yeah, if you don't know what to get, money. No. But seriously, you know, a lot of people have made a lot of money selling newspapers about you. And, you know, it's hard to defend yourself in 140 characters, right?
Yeah,
which is Twitter.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you actually came out. You wrote two blogs about it, which are, I didn't know you could write.
Really?
Well done.
Yeah, you know, I got some education.
just because you go to good school doesn't mean you can write.
That's true, though.
You know,
that's
some people write in a very educated manner, but it's very boring to read. You're just like, damn, okay. You read the first sentence and the conclusion and you're like, that was fun.
Well,
good
I've had
for
great
you.
Mentorship from you. Thank you, Candy.
I try.
And now I'm at a point where I'm like, I can branch out and start writing
on your own.
And stuff. On my own.
Right.
You gave me wings
and
that I could fly. You are the wind beneath
your wings.
No, you're not. You're
your
just
wings.
The wind.
Fine. I'll take being the wind. It's powerful enough.
Not a nice wind, but you know that wind? Like
that one that kind of stings you a little.
What?
Like
there's a wind.
That's a fart. If you're smelling the wind, that's a fart.
But thank you.
Wow.
No, let's not go there.
You know what?
That's why
I was auditioning people to replace you last week.
Is it? How did they do?
Yeah. They did well.
You know, I'm irreplaceable.
You're kind of replaceable because you're going to have to be retirement is coming soon.
Yeah,
so I don't want to call you irreplaceable, but you are. You're doing a decent job.
I'm doing all right.
You're doing
all right. You know.
And we're actually friends, so it would be very hard to fire you. So, because I don't know how the friendship would go after that.
In the words of my former partner.
You wanna fire me from my own show? You wanna fire me?
That was so... below the belt.
That was for you. It wasn't
but
about
by
it.
The
it
way,
was for you.
By the way. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was. Don't blame me. Don't say I can't get
You
stole.
Made me do it. You pushed me there, Candy. Look what you made me do.
I literally met you and you were like, I'd like to tell you my goals. And I was like, okay.
I just need someone with a deeper voice, really.
Wow, we are firing shots.
Really. Huge ones. Okay, enough said.
Grenades. Anyway, no, I don't think you should retire anytime soon because I don't think anyone.
But if anyone wants to check out my website, it's at kimishomasha.com.
And it's got, so it's got three different like tabs, right? So it's like dream,
yeah,
believe and inspire. Is that it?
It's dream, believe and create.
Create.
Because that's how I believe you manifest about? Anything in life. First, you got to have a dream, right? You got to, and people think that dreaming is a luxury for people who have like life sorted out, figured out. No, dreaming is not a luxury. It's a necessity. Oh, we all 100%. Have to dream. You will never achieve anything if you don't dream it first.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to dream like you're a kid, like you've never been disappointed all the time. So you got to dream, and then you got to believe enough in that dream. That's where the faith kicks in to actually step out and start to create.
Oh,
and the creating part is just every day, do a little something.
Oh, 100%.
Just a little something.
But I like what you're saying, because I think the dream is the roadmap.
That's right.
Because
that's
it tells you your destination, your final destination. And I think people underestimate how much you can achieve in a year if you do one small thing every day.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's better than saying, oh, there's this huge dream, I don't know how I'm going to get there. Cut it down into bite-sized chunks.
Exactly.
Perform one activity you know is getting you a little bit closer.
Exactly.
And by the end of a year, you're at a different place because you've been walking.
Mm.
You know? So I really like that.
I believe that our dreams connect us with God's purpose.
Oh, 100%.
Life. So you are only getting in touch with what God has purpose for you in your life. So if you don't dream, then you'll never know what God's purpose for your life is. Because everything that we try to do that is just outside of our ability to do, that's where God steps in and helps you out.
Yeah.
And if you are going to have a dream that's too small, God cannot come in and help you, because then
and
you can do it on your own.
Can I also say that a dream, sometimes you need to make sure that your dream isn't tied to other people's expectations.
That's right.
Because a lot of people will say, a dream for my life is to be a multimillionaire, when your dream is actually to be on a farm, to be with animals, or to be cultivating agriculture, whatever it is. But I think sometimes now, with social media being as big as it is, I think people look at Instagram and Facebook and they're looking at their peers and they're like, oh, if Bob wants this, it means I must also want that.
Yes.
If
so, we're looking at other people's dreams, and we want other people's
exactly
dreams.
And then it doesn't manifest in your life, then you say life is against you.
But that's why
but
we
it's
have
because
envy.
It's not your purpose.
There you go.
You
That's
know,
why we
it's
have
not
envy.
Your lane.
Because I find that on Insta, like, you see a lot of people who are doing things that you thought, oh, I wouldn't mind doing that.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Why did God give it to her? He knows
easy.
I wouldn't have minded. Like, no, but it wasn't your dream.
But if it's your purpose, it will seem effortless to others,
yes.
Even though it's, it's something that you're working at, but it's not everyone's dream. It's not everyone's lane to be Tumisho Masha. It's not everyone's lane to be
Candace Mama.
I was waiting for that.
It's very hard. It's very hard. You have to work hard.
You do.
Yeah.
I mean, this hair doesn't maintain itself.
You know what I mean?
So
she didn't wake up like this.
Well, I did.
Oh,
I
okay.
did.
Sorry.
It's a blessing.
I was going with what you're saying. No?
I'm kidding. But seriously, and I think it's so important. The more people can actually start going towards their dreams, the better society, better society is going to become.
I think so.
I think that's what society needs.
Then there's less envy.
And we're dealing with a lot of unhappy people.
Exactly.
And unhappy people manifest negative things.
What I wanted to say as well is, like, some of the things that have been happening, if we're going to talk about social media, is I've been seeing a lot of young South African women, black women, doing amazing things.
Oh, Nom
Zamo was at the Essence Awards out in New Orleans, and I was like very impressed. I was like just so happy for her. I know Terry Peto has been up for a number of awards now internationally for a couple of things that she did, one of which was her role in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, you go, girls. That's just so good to see.
Yeah.
I'm always happy to see young black women doing really well, because it shows to everyone else that you also you can have your dream.
Yeah.
And you can actually achieve it.
And you know what I like about that? I think the biggest thing that people don't look at when we say things like a young black woman is because when you look at oppression, like there's a threefold oppression when it comes to black women in particular, right? Because we are ranked like literally, if you're looking at the world standings of oppression and payment
and black women
are right at the bottom.
Yeah.
And a lot of people can say, oh, wow, this is my place in the world and I'm going to accept it. Or you're going to say, you know what, F this, I'm going to be the greatest in my field and I'm going to still annihilate this thing, you know, regardless of everything going against me.
And I think if we want to fix society, if we just empower black women so that they can get theirs and they can live out their dreams,
yeah,
we will have an amazing society.
So important. So important.
So I really look forward to more empowerment.
And I don't even think just focusing on necessarily women or black women or whatever, but just focusing on people living their dreams and people who've gone out on a limb to
everyone
do what
should.
They feel is their purpose, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I find that a lot of the time we think to ourselves, oh my gosh, that person is, you know, God is on their side, you know, or because as long as we don't have our own responsibility, if we don't take accountability for our own success and what we're doing in life, we can be like, oh, it's God. Yeah. Ah, he's lucky. But sometimes God only helps those who help themselves.
God always only helps those who help themselves.
And it's those people who took the path, right?
Yeah,
and who are like, you know what, effort, I'm leaving this well-paying job or I'm doing this so that I can pursue my dream.
God always helps those who help
every
themselves.
Single time.
And God is always on your side. That's what I've realized. Like, he wants you to succeed.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just start trying to succeed.
And
in the studio, on that note, we have a young man who I would like to see succeeding.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got a company called Native Decor. You want to introduce him for us?
Yes. Can I first say how I actually found him?
Yes.
Because I like the story. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So here I was on a chilly Wednesday morning.
Okay.
And I was actually flipping through channels. And there's one show I actually never watch. And I ended up watching the show. And And it's called Shark Tank. And the reason I don't like this show sometimes, like, I think I tried to watch it once. It was because I was just like, these people are too hard ass on, you know, people who are trying to pursue their dreams, you know. And sometimes I found them a little cold.
What you're looking for is assholes.
Yes. And then
I don't swear a lot, but I like, that's why I don't like these
kind of shows.
These kind of shows, especially the South African version, because like, they're taken from a European, like usually from the UK or America, and they're brought here and they get these people who, this panel that's called like these amazing entrepreneurs.
Yes.
You know, it's like, okay, dude, you've had a great job in corporate for a while and now someone gave you a fund to go and start something. You're not really an entrepreneur. So why are you going to put down people who are real entrepreneurs?
But even if they've started from nothing, I find that they try and be very like, I don't know if it's like the way you have to be for a show or whatever. But anyway, let me stop like talking smack about the show.
Now we're never going to get money from them.
So I was just flicking through channels and I found this, I found it on one couple or whatever, and I was like, oh, shame, these ones, hey, they're not getting funding, even if it was from me, and I'm nice.
Yeah.
And then, like, I went to the kitchen, I forgot to change, and I heard this person, and I went back, and I was like, and I saw the product, and I was like, oh my God, that's a really nice product.
Beautiful product.
It's, right? Yeah. So then I was like, he's got to get funding. I didn't even hear what he was saying.
Funding?
No, I didn't hear what he was saying. Yeah. All I was like, he's got to get funding.
Yeah.
And then he captivated me. I was just sitting there, and I was
You didn't even hear what he was saying?
No. So then, calm down?
Just narrate the story properly.
Put up the volume. So I could hear what he was
captivated.
Saying.
Okay.
And then I was listening, and then finally someone decided that, you know what, I'm gonna get behind you and I'm gonna do this.
Not all of them? Like chomping at the bit? Like they weren't trying?
No. I think he actually chose. I think he had a couple. I think the one guy, if I'm not mistaken, he ended up choosing Jill. I can't say it. I'm gonna get this poor guy in so much trouble. And then he chose him, and then so then I was like, I've got to get a hold of this person, like I've got to get him on the show.
I followed him on every social media, I follow him on Insta.
I actually kind of stalked him. Like I'm gonna send him a message on every platform and see what he responds to. And thank God, he was such a nice dude.
Thanks for coming through, dude.
Vusi is his name. I'm like, dude, his name.
Vusani.
Ravele.
Okay, Ravele. Do you say Ravele or Ravele?
Ravele.
How you doing, man? Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming through. I'm so excited to have you as much as Candace is excited. But tell me, I want to know, when you went up, right, onto Shark Tank, and you said your story, did all the panelists want to be a part of your amazing business, or were there some misgivings?
It was actually more aggressive than what you see on TV. They were fighting like cats and dogs. And,
to get you?
To get me.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they really loved the story and the product.
But they loved you.
Yes, definitely.
They believed in you.
Yeah.
You know, the product is amazing, but I think they also really loved what you were bringing to the way you pitched it. You know, you could really tell that this is someone who's got a vision for the company. Okay. It's not just someone who created a great product.
Well, let's start with that story then. Yes. What is the story behind Native Deco?
So let's go back all the way to high school.
Okay.
Where I ran a tuck shop. The tuck shop eventually...
Where are you at high school at this point?
So I'm at a school called Stanford Lake College.
Stanford Lake.
Yeah.
Where is it?
That's in Limps.
Limpopo.
It's Limpopo.
That's what the cool people call Limpopo.
Limps.
Limps. Yeah.
Oh.
Gotta zhuzh it up a bit.
You do. Yeah. Otherwise, kill him, Pop.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, there you are in high school.
Yeah, I was running a tuck shop which competed with the main school tuck shop. It eventually.
You were running your own tuck shop?
Yeah. It eventually took over and became the main tuck shop.
Oh, look at you.
After high school, I went on to study, and then I started a business with one of our business partners back then. It was a publishing business where we published a magazine called Heels and Wheels, Women's Car Magazine.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a world first, apparently, printed and everything.
Yeah.
But that lasted for 2 years. It didn't work out. I went on to do a bit of traveling to the UK, came back, got a full-time job as a sales rep. I was very depressed at that time. I think that's worth mentioning.
Okay.
It was a hard knock.
Was it the weather in the UK? I mean, that's a very depressing place.
I just had to come back all depressed and come back and then cheer up. Yeah. So sales, and then became the sales manager for the company. And I decided, you know what? There's something more. You know, there's something missing in my life.
Yeah.
And I had a mentor at the time.
What were you selling, if I can ask? You don't have to tell me the brand, but maybe the product.
I was selling stationery, groceries, that sort of thing, consumables.
Wow, it's tough.
It is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Dark days.
Yeah.
So, you know, I decided that, you know, I wanted something more. I was chatting to my mentor. I actually never planned on entering the Shark Tank show. So my mentor at the time was talking to me on the phone, and she said to me, "Vusi, I don't understand why you're not entering the show. Mm-hmm. But you know what? My daughter's on the other line. I've got to go. And I just want to tell you that I'm very disappointed."
Oh. So,
that was actually the catalyst that got me to enter the show.
Hang on a second. So, wait a minute. Because now you're jumping. You had already started.
You had a mentor, yeah.
You had a mentor and you already started the business.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So let's go back there.
Mm.
Like from the time that you had now decided you didn't want to be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come back. Yeah, you're still a salesperson though.
Yeah.
And you start the business, Native Deco.
Sure. So Native Deco was actually a drill that my girlfriend bought me. And it was a Valentine's Day gift. She was probably hinting at something greater.
Okay.
Yeah.
She bought you a drill.
It was a cordless drill, but she knew.
But that's a pretty cool drill.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Cordless. I mean, I still dream about having
holes
a cordless drill. Yeah.
Holes in things.
I love drills.
So, not like okay. that. But,
I don't know where you're going with that.
No, I love handy stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's nothing better for me than to walk like through Builder's Warehouse. Eh?
Yeah,
it just
man.
It fills me with joy.
And just try everything out.
Yeah, yeah. For no reason.
It's one of those things.
But the price of equipment.
It's expensive.
It's really crazy. Yeah.
I'm the handyman at the house.
So your girlfriend got you a cordless power drill.
Yeah. Yes.
How awesome is that?
I couldn't stop drilling holes into things.
Okay.
So,
did you actually plug them up, or was it just like you just filled the wall with holes?
No, I was building stuff.
Vandalism. Okay. You have to be very clear.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So eventually I wanted to make something greater, you know, something with more appeal.
Okay.
And I found a guy in Cape Town who built a machine for me. It's called a CNC machine.
Okay.
And this machine can basically cut out any shape you tell it to cut out. It came down from Cape Town. It was a bit broken, so I had to learn to rebuild this thing. And this guy over Skype basically taught me how to do it. And from there, once it was working, it was just the ideas couldn't stop flowing.
So... from a drill, a cordless drill, you went from a drill to a machine that can cut anything out of wood or any material.
So mainly out of wood, but other materials as well.
Okay, but when you say anything, do you put in the design? Like, do you create the design by hand and then you put it in and then?
100%.
Okay, yeah, because you're making it sound so easy. Like, yeah, I'm like, I want this machine so I can print my own stuff like this.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah, but right? Actually, it probably won't work for you. It won't be the same thing. You'll be making, like, stick figure stuff.
I don't think I'll make anything, yeah. But yeah. Okay, so you got this machine, right? And then you decided that this is going to be a business.
Yeah.
So how many things did you create before you said, I can actually make money off this?
I created quite a lot of things. It was my girlfriend who was driving me to make all these things. So she was like, oh, look at this. Can you make this? And I thought, I'll change it. I'll make it my own design, and then I'll make it.
She was using you for kitchenware.
Hey, man.
Yes, she was, she was like, I need exclusive dish in my house.
Okay, how about a tray?
Let's just keep trying. Let's just keep trying and
see. It is literally like that. But it was great because, I mean, it literally meant that this business was starting. And that's the idea, is that you got to start small. Mm. You know, if you want to start in a giant corporation, you've got to start doing something small. I mean, this sort of went on. I got the website designed and put together. Mm. Went on for about 6 months. That was before the Shark Tank show.
Okay. So tell me, first of all, the inspiration behind the name Native Decor.
So names, I must say, names are very hard to come up with. Mm-hmm. Extremely hard. I'm sure you guys know from your own personal ventures. But I thought I wanted something that was South African and that was decorative. And, you know, it just worked quite nicely. We went through a lot of names, but that one stuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So when you started, you're saying that you went for the website. So you already had a vision, because, I mean, your products are very clean looking. They're minimalistic, but very beautiful. So the website itself is also very minimalistic. So you already had a vision of where you saw the company going, right?
Correct, yeah.
You had the end point
in
mind.
That's a funny thing with visions and dreams, is that, you know, you chip away at them and along the way they get sort of routed in the right direction. And I must say, you know, getting the investment deal on Shark Tank with Gil.
Yeah. And like, he looked at me, he was like,
like, don't get it wrong. Like the things on a fish that help it breathe, gill.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yes. So gill is like
that,
on
that
fish.
Old shampoo that people used to use.
Okay, I get it.
For dandruff.
I get it, people. People, I get it.
Okay.
Okay, yes. So you were still saying.
Yeah. He basically helped me to see that same vision, but a different path to getting to it. And possibly even a bigger vision. Because it's very tempting to say, oh, I want to start this and I want it to go worldwide, you know, but there are so many steps in between that.
Yeah.
You know, that you have to work on, and you have to sort of master your backyard before you can go over to your neighbors.
That's a good saying.
That's a good saying. I mean, it should be repeated. Just say it now with that voiceover voice.
Say it.
No, you say it.
I don't have a voiceover voice. I don't get paid. Please say it again.
You should
and
master
then
your own backyard before you go over to your neighbors.
Wow. Tamisha should not trademark that.
Yeah,
that was said by
could,
you.
You
need to claim it.
Yeah, like inverted commas, Tamisha Masha. You'll
and
see
now you're
going to
see these
media
quotes floating around, Tamisha Masha.
Yeah, it can also be a shark.
Sure.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So, but your Shark Tank experience, I mean, like,
how was it? Yes.
Had you seen the show before you went on?
I had. I was actually obsessed with the Dragon's Den version of the show.
Okay. The States one?
The UK one.
UK one, yes.
Especially because that one is basically the leading one. I mean,
I used to love that one.
Yeah, I mean, I still today watch it religiously. So I knew the format, and my cousins and my girlfriend, they all grilled me before I went on. It was an intense process, you know, of many interviews with them, and eventually I got to the
like
point,
you have to know how much your company's worth right now.
Oh my gosh!
No, but
like,
you
no,
could
you
actually
said that
tell.
Wrong. Go back.
Yeah.
So it was.
The practice tell, like, you know, the thing is, people just go on the show, you can tell, like, okay, well, from the two I saw, some people just go on the show and they start making stuff up as they stand there, like the one person actually before yours was like, it will be valued at 500 million. I was like,
really?
Oh, okay, in
figure.
3 years? And she was like, in 3 years, not even, okay, like in three years.
Yeah, how?
So, exactly, when they asked her how, she was like, from the maths I've done or some nonsense like that. You could tell that you were very well prepared for the questions, which was great. So you had practice before you went on the show. So it was something you took seriously.
I took it very seriously, and it was a decision to actually, you know, I decided ahead of that I was going to leave my job for this. And they grilled me on that, you know, during the show.
Oh.
But hang on a second. This happened, how long ago was this?
Okay, so
in
this,
real time.
What I saw was reruns.
You saw reruns, yes.
And then it aired in October.
It actually aired in October last year, correct.
Yeah. And when did you go on the show?
So I went, so it was actually filmed about 2 or 3 weeks before that.
Oh, so okay. We're talking September.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it actually moves quite quickly. So when the dragons do invest.
Yes.
How does the process?
The sharks.
Oh,
it's a different show.
That's it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So when they decide to put in an investment, and they, you know, you've been on the show and whatever, when do you get the contact details? How does it work from the time we see it aired to the time you guys actually start working together and being in touch?
So it works quite quickly. It's very much up to the shark themselves.
Okay.
How their schedule looks and so forth. But you know, my process was quite quick. In that, you know, I literally, I think a day or two afterwards, I put in my resignation. I was out of that job, then I was full time in this.
Wow.
And, we were rolling, and now I've got a premises that Gil has afforded me and everything in his building. I mean, the business is doing well now.
That's very cool.
I'd like to know, I mean, do you still do all these things by yourself, or do you have like a team now where you have someone who does the cutting, someone who does the gluing or the assembly, someone who does the packaging?
So yeah, I've got a production team who do that. It's a very small and lean team, and I just basically focus on the design, sales, marketing and so forth.
And a question I wanted to ask. So you're saying that as soon as you, 2 days later, you got in contact. So after they filmed you, do you leave your contact details? Do you leave them a card? Do
they have your contact details?
No, like no. But I want to know, like, who calls who. Oh, like, okay. Don't call me. Yeah, I'll call you.
The mechanism. Okay.
What's the mechanism of it?
It's a very nerve-wracking and what can I say? Insecure time.
Okay.
Those few days feel like forever.
I can imagine.
Because you're like, okay, it's happened now. Oh. When is it actually going to happen?
Okay, so nothing is, once you're done, there's no like, we're going to sign this contract quickly or whatever.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely a process. They still have to vet your business.
Okay.
And they have to see if what you said on the show was reality.
Because
a lot of people come in there and they throw out big numbers and then they do the due diligence and it's all a big fat lie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the money you ask for. I forgot how much you asked for the equity in your business.
400K for 40%.
Okay. And then does that reflect in your account or
I want to know how long it takes to clear.
Exactly.
Like, does he just do a transfer? Like, is it an EFT or is it an e-wallet?
Do you just get a PIN code?
Is it a bag of cash?
So how did that work?
Is it like right away or is it like over a couple of months?
They're like, we'll pay you at like, you know, over 24 months.
I love the detail, the level of detail you're going to hear. So it's very much based on the entrepreneur themselves, the shark.
Okay.
So my deal, I know, was different from a lot of the other guys who were involved. You know, I didn't necessarily demand the funding up front because I wanted to make the business. And this is the approach I took with Gil. And I said to him, let's build a business when we're not dependent on the funding. It's there. It's in the bank. We can use it. But let's let this thing fund itself.
Oh, nice.
If you spend...
I just want to ask a question, at this point. If I came through with like 600,000, would you be willing to like just say goodbye to Gil?
No. Right.
Wowzers.
I'm gonna let you just like let that, you know, marinate.
You know, it would have actually been terrible if he was like, yes, sure, of course. Because I'd be like, shit, you can't trust him.
He's a businessman.
You keep jumping ship.
He's a businessman.
No, that's terrible.
Let's look at that contract.
That's terrible.
Yeah, well, the business is worth a lot more than that now.
Woo!
Just putting it out there.
Okay, how much?
It's a lot.
No, give me a number.
It's a lot.
It's okay. I mean, I'll sell a couple of things. I'll sell some CDs.
I think the better question would be,
I'll sell a couch.
Are you willing to sell any more shares in your business?
No. At this point, it's all about the value that, you know, we can make, making the most of what we've got already.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that's what...
Because you don't need a big ship. You don't need like a lot more people coming on, right?
No. Mm-hmm. You've too many chefs in the cook. There's too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you see, I know all the cooking.
So basically you valued your business at 1 million when you went on the Shark Tank at the time.
I didn't value it at 1 million.
But you sold a 400,000 stake for 40%.
A little bit more than a million.
Okay.
But
that's what... That's what you negotiated.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Much. All right. All right.
See, there's a lot involved in the valuation. It's not just a purely based on the, you know, the revenues versus, you know, the equity, the assets and so forth.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
And
did no, you I'm done. I'm done. Okay, we're not negotiating anymore. The deal is closed.
Okay.
I just want to buy some stuff. That's
no,
all.
I just want
to just buy some stuff.
Yes, no, I want
600K
to go.
With us.
Yeah, shit.
I was going to sell my mother's house. I don't care. I'll do it right now.
I want to go back to. Okay, so you said. I want to go back because I'm actually serious about this thing. I want to understand. Stop it.
Today.
Stop it. People want to learn, okay?
All right.
And so I want to just go back to. You said that the 400,000 was something that you said you guys will revisit at a later stage to use and whatever. So if you're not using the money, does that money still belong to you? Or does it now, is it like both of your money, like you and your partner? Because I mean, he bought into your business. So.
Correct. Yeah, so it's a partnership. The money belongs to both of us.
Okay. So technically, you've only got 200,000 of that split. No.
Well, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, he's basically made available to me more than that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that amount
the
is
worth.
Just is almost a sign of faith to say that I see the value in your business, and this is what I'm willing to put down. You know, as to get the agreement going.
Yeah.
But over time, should we need more than that, he's more than willing to put in. You know, whatever is required.
That's what's important, because I think sometimes people go on these shows and they think that, you know, I'm going to get 400,000 and then I'm going to take all this money quickly and just, you know, maybe fix my kitchen and then like take the rest. You know,
I need to pay off this Benz. I'm in trouble. This balloon payment is killing me.
This was not a part of the agreement. You know, so that's
I
want
to get back. Like, that's all well and good, but I want to get back to the business.
Yes.
I want to get back to the brand, because you've got some amazing things here. Where do you want to take this? What is your dream when people look at this? Because I know that people are following you on social media. It's at @native_decor, right?
Correct.
On Instagram. So people must go out there and just see for yourself what we're talking about, because it's just the most beautiful,
gorgeous,
the most amazing things. It gives me hope as an African.
No, but I'm like, it's aspirational,
this
right?
This is so amazing that there's guys, young guys doing these things that should travel out there. Where are we going next with this? Tell us the story. Are you coming up with a big native decor store?
Yeah. Look, the idea is to be able to have a huge amount of products.
Yeah.
So basically something for everyone in terms of when you're looking to redecorate, whatever, gifting. And then from a distribution point of view, I'm busy working on a couple of cross-border deals now.
Okay.
Where we're going to be infiltrating the likes of Nigeria.
Oh, wow.
Dope.
And Botswana and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We are experimenting a little bit with international stuff, but that's not the main focus. I know that, you know, we're starting to experiment now, because that may take another 2 years to get right.
Yeah.
So everything is very experimental right now, but that's the idea, is to make it a global brand at the end of the day.
And okay, so what's your what's your main target market? So would you want a consumer to be able to just walk into a store and pick up your product, or are you selling more, you know, in bulk? You want a corporate to buy this for their, you know, employees? Yeah. Or
so it's two main markets. It is you know, your regular consumer coming in the retail model into a shop to buy a clock or whatever they want to buy, a wine holder, and it's also your corporates who are buying these, for example, the wine holders, which are very popular there.
They're beautiful
gifts. Thank you. Yeah, and the nice thing is that we're able to personalize it for them because there is bulk, which would justify going out and personalizing it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Here's the other question I have. The inspiration behind these wine holders, because if you can't see them right now, it's basically all these different. It's the big five. Am I correct or not quite?
It's some
there's
of
a
the
lion,
big five.
Some of the big
there's
five.
A giraffe,
but it's African.
A bird.
Animals.
A penguin. Yeah.
It's a penguin.
Yeah.
It's a giraffe. I see an elephant. I gotta get a couple of those because I'm a toad.
Oh my gosh.
And there's the lion as well. And I know you've got a rhino.
Yeah, we've also got a rhino. We've got a reindeer. We've got a. Yeah, I'm drawing blanks now, but we've got a plethora of African themes, but also some international themes going on in there.
Awesome. People need to actually see the stuff. Yeah. So please go on to Misha's Instagram or Facebook, and or go on to mine.
Yeah, and, which is @TimishaMasha. And at @Candice_mama. And of course, go on.
And go on to Native Decor. Like, please just look at the stuff.
Decor.
It is so
it's
beautiful.
I love it.
Like, and you know what I love? You can see this kind of stuff going into like an aspirational home. Like if someone was sending me a home and I saw this, I'd be like, rich people.
Yeah.
Rich people stuff.
Yeah, I can
see this. Because it looks very, it doesn't look cheap. It looks very.
I can see this on a dinner table.
Oh my gosh.
In Manhattan, in a beautiful Manhattan
apartment.
$2 million apartment.
Yeah.
You know?
And you actually look at it and it's a conversation piece.
Jigga should buy one of these.
You know what?
Or Ciroc. Just to say, you know what? Congratulations on your new album. I heard it was out.
Yeah.
I listened to it.
Because you guys are tight like that.
Yeah, we are. You
and
know,
you haven't actually sent him anything.
I haven't sent him a thing lately. Here's a lion.
Okay, while you're sending him stuff, my birthday's coming up, so just...
Or maybe I'll send him twin lions for the kids.
As you should. And one for Beyonce.
I don't send gifts to my poor friends.
Oh! Drops mic. I said it was a period. Okay. Tell one chicken dickens story and it breaks your reputation forever.
No, no, no. but you've also got a clock as well. Like
oh my God, the most beautiful clock.
What is the wood that you use? What is this product made out of?
So this is all plywood. And when you think of plywood, you don't think of anything fancy.
Mm.
But there are different species of it.
Okay.
So our main one is birch plywood, which is your highest quality of plywood. It's actually imported from Finland. And, you know, it's a beautiful product. You just actually have to buy one and see it for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And then do you put it together or do you sell it unassembled?
So it's sold flat pack in a pizza size box, which is quite nice for giving as a gift because it's well presented. Mm. Or you can take it overseas if you want. It's quite nice and small. Yeah.
And then there's instructions on how to put it together.
It looks fairly easy to assemble.
Yeah.
For someone with moderate. Or it's just once the pieces are together, it just holds.
So the beauty of it is that it just fits together and holds.
Oh.
Wow.
And I love the Nespresso capsule holder.
Yes.
It is the coolest because, I mean, you know how hard it is to find very cool, beautiful Nespresso holders?
I know.
I don't know what you mean, you know. You're like, excuse us, you don't have an Nespresso machine.
Okay.
My poor friends.
Why are you exposing me? Shut up.
I just had to like get my credibility back.
Okay. So she's got an Nespresso machine.
Would you team up with a company like Nespresso? Because I think that's a huge opportunity for you guys. And actually design a pod like that.
Yeah, sure. As much as I'd love to, I think the bigger question is would they team up with me?
Oh, please. You're going
to
be
they
big.
Need to. They need to.
Like, I mean, you are speechless.
Yeah.
Is it because you've never had an espresso machine or you don't know what those things are?
I've never had an espresso machine.
So you don't actually know what those things
are? Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. These things are confusing. Is that a shot glass?
You're like, is that decor? Is those jelly shots?
Yeah, what are those?
No, they're pods.
Oh,
they pods.
For coffee, ne? I don't even need an espresso machine. I must just have one of those with the pods. That's enough.
Just to decorate, to make yourself look fancy, like you know things.
Beautiful, you know? My Melrose Arc apartment that I'm renting for $60,000 a month.
We're going to lose listeners if we keep going like this.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've got the...
The coasters.
The coasters, right there.
Oh, they're beautiful.
The Madiba coasters.
But the coasters, them being wood, are they easy to clean?
So, yes, they're relatively easy. I mean, they do dry quite quickly once they become wet.
Mm-hmm. But if you stain it with, like, wine or something?
You can normally wipe it off.
Okay.
Wine is a little bit more difficult.
Wine is a terrible thing.
Yes, it is on most things, but it is cleanable, yeah.
So you will be able to, like, get it out.
Yeah. We've actually got a big range of products. We've got, you know, pot plant holders.
Oy.
We've got Skyline.
Yes,
so,
I've seen the pot plant holders as well.
Sure,
that's why you need to go on Instagram right now.
It's so difficult because I really wish that we had a more visual show so that the consumer could actually see this and the listeners could see this because...
And understand
our excitement.
I kid
you not. Yeah, I kid you not. Tamisha actually put off our guests for like a whole week. Last week, our guest was supposed to be on the show. And Tamisha put him off because he's such a fan of the products. He was like, please don't interview him. I was like, I'm going to interview him solo. And he was like,
don't do it.
I need these products in my life. And they're that beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to ask you something personal. I hope you're not like women and you don't want to answer. If you do, if that's the case, it's okay. Even though I've already put that out there.
Okay, yeah.
let's hear it.
Yeah.
So how old are you?
I'm 30.
Wow.
But he did say he has a girlfriend.
No,
just in
what?
Case.
I was not... going there.
I know it wasn't for you, but it's
interviewing.
For our listeners. I'm like saying for the listeners, like if you really think like there's a possibility because maybe you've seen this stuff and you're thinking, you know what?
I could use a man who can design my stuff for me.
You know what I mean?
Is that
this
what
is definitely a man who I can present to Bokoko and Bo Uncle. No, you can't. It's over, guys. You guys stick together, right?
Yeah, we're still together. Okay.
Wow.
Well, go, still going strong.
Yeah, well, wow. You know, guys, like, it's too late. You should have gotten on the ground floor.
That wasn't...
Like Gil did. Gil and your girlfriend got in on the ground floor. None of us have a
chance
anymore. That
is not... Okay, guys, I know that my dating life is always a topic on the show, but that was not where I was going with that. Whatever, okay. You were hinting so strong. Where I was going with that is that you're so young and your company still got so much growth, and the fact that you've taken such a risk... You know, that for me is very, very inspirational. So, and I don't know, I think age has always got a factor. Because, I mean, you know, sometimes people are like, I'm too young to be taken seriously. And here you are, you know, being taken seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah. So now I'm scared to ask any more questions because I feel like they get misconstrued.
That wasn't even a question.
They get misconstrued.
And okay. But anyway, you did study for all of this. It's not like, you know, you suddenly woke up one day and you were like, let me try something. You're an industrial engineer.
Yeah, I didn't study for this specifically because I feel like, you know, I didn't really feel my course, you know, like, okay. I didn't feel like...
It wasn't yours, path.
It wasn't my calling.
Mm-hmm.
As I was alluding to when we were talking...
But hang on a second.
Yeah.
Being an industrial engineer means that you kind of have some sort of design and setting up something like a workshop, so that you can have people at different stations doing what they're doing. So you are still using the skills that you did study for.
I'm trying, not really. You know, there's so much information available on the internet now. You can learn anything, you know. So I don't necessarily draw on that because it feels like it's something new for me every single time.
Okay. But go to school, kids.
Yeah, do go to school.
Because I'm like, where are you taking
that? I was trying to take it there. And Vasani was like not taking it there for me, but like, let's just leave them with go to school, kids.
100%.
Okay, fantastic.
Or follow your vision. School's not for everybody. See, I think it's so important. I think finish matric, kids, and find your path. No, you know why I say that? I'm saying like a lot of people sometimes use school as a crutch.
Second degree, by the way.
No, people use a degree as a crutch sometimes, they're going to studying useless fields that they know they're not going to use in future instead of following their path. So they end up losing like 4 years of their life doing something that's not applicable.
That's those who pass.
Well, 5, 6, 7, 8 years of their life trying to figure out what they want to do. So you know what? If you have a bigger vision for your life and you can actually, you know, the steps to take to implement it, then go do that. Mm. We don't need more. We don't need more corporate people. We do need more
accountants.
I wasn't going to say accountant. Okay. Tuso's an accountant and he's one of our biggest listeners. So I was going to say lawyers. But I'm just firing shots here. So
except my lawyer. He's very good.
The lawyers I've met. Okay, but then again, they didn't need to represent me. They were just dating me. So,
okay,
So I've fired shots at an entire profession. You know, lawyers are not good people to date. That's just it. I feel like I'm trying to backpedal here.
Where can people find these amazing products of yours?
So they can first of all find them on our website, which is www.nativedecor.co.za.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got some of our products in Big Blue. We've got some on Zando online. Okay. Lucky Chef. And then we've got some on eBucks.
We've got
some offline, which would be at your... stores, your made in SA stores at the airports, and a couple of other small stores all around the country.
Okay.
So what kind of small stores? Is it like little boutique stores?
Boutiques, correct, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot of small boutiques that support us.
And by the way, Tuso is listening, so if you need an accountant, and a great accountant at that, he's amazing. The best accountant I've ever met.
Sure. Phenomenal.
Actually, and
the only accountant I've ever met.
I've met a couple.
You've had more life experience, so that's reasonable.
20 years more. I think major.
This is not the kind of interview you were thinking you're going to have, hey?
Definitely not.
You thought it was going to be more serious, didn't you?
Well, I had an idea, so I came a little bit prepared.
But yeah, yes, so people can go online. If you've got e-bikes, this is a great place to spend them, people. That's why I'm spending all my e-bikes.
No, but seriously, my birthday is coming up, and I'm a Leo. And I see a line there.
I think we should get a
and
line.
I drink wine. No, not we.
You don't
it's
drink wine.
It's my birthday. Well, now I do.
Oh, okay.
So apparently it's a classier alcoholic beverage. So that's what I do now.
So is vodka.
And vodka is a little dangerous. But going back to my birthday.
Yes.
I got your salad bowl last year.
Okay.
And this year I'm asking for a lion wine holder.
How much do they retail for, by the way?
$389 each, the wine holders.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
They're the good value for money. Mm. And if we wanted to get them personalized, like...
You wanted to get personalized for me?
I was thinking for myself, but you weren't listening. But okay. Is that an option?
That is an option. I don't normally offer it, but you know, if people request it, I can do it. And
wait, is it like a Tamisha Masha request, or is it like just normal all of us request? Because you're like, you like if people request. You like if Tamisha Masha requests.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll open it up to everybody. I really don't turn people away for that.
Okay, I'm definitely getting a couple of things for my birthday. So you heard it. Make sure you go to www.nativedecor.co.za. Otherwise, just go into your e-bucks, you know, if you're with F&B.
And Yappy Chef.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's massive.
E-bucks, Zando. Yeah, Zando.
Zando.
Yeah.
Or just go to Big Blue around the corner.
Okay, guys, just Google it. Native Decor. You can Google it and it'll actually bring up the store. So.
But that's all we have for today's show.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for bringing this beautiful stuff into studio. And guys, please go onto one of our Facebook pages and check this stuff out. It's amazing.
Yeah, or otherwise you can just go on... Native Deco's own Instagram
page.
I want you to say it.
Yeah, the Instagram page is, I think it's just Native Deco.
It's at Native at underscore
Deco.
That's the Twitter.
Oh, okay. That's the Twitter. All right.
Sweet.
So at Native Deco, go to it, love it, support it, because this is one of those businesses that I can assure you in about 20 years, you'll be like,
oh my gosh.
No, Likai. What were you
doing?
You
don't want to be sleeping people.
Because this is now, it's taken over the whole world.
And now look at you.
Now you
want to.
You didn't get
a
single
train.
Thing. It's too late.
Yeah.
Too late. Get us bought everything.
Okay.
Get us bought everything.
Cheers, guys. See you next week. What?
This is CliffCentral.com.